This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It almost sounds like 2010, a no-nonsense female lawyer running against a popular Republican for a U.S. Senate seat in Massachusetts. But this time, Harvard Law School professor Elizabeth Warren appears to be gaining traction among voters here, even though she hasn't officially said she's a candidate. A new WBUR survey conducted by Mass Inc. Polling puts Warren ahead of three declared Democratic candidates in a potential contest against Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, the analysis of the new numbers is mixed.
The WBUR poll asked 500 likely Massachusetts voters about hypothetical contests between Senator Scott Brown and four Democrats. Former White House advisor Elizabeth Warren came in the strongest of the four at 35% of support, just 9 points behind Brown. But Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry says this election won't be just a contest against Scott Brown.
The Democrats are going to nationalize this election, and they're not going to focus so much on Scott Brown, who your poll shows is quite likable, but rather ask the voters this question. Do you want to help the Republicans take over the Senate, too, and give the Tea Party the right to run the government? So they're going to run against the Tea Party more than they're going to run against Scott Brown.
But Massachusetts Democratic Party spokesman Kevin Frank says polling trends show that Brown's support is dipping, and the senator will be the focus of the next campaign.
All elections with an incumbent running are referendums, whether or not that incumbent should keep his job. And Scott Brown's voting record is clearly catching up to him.
The WBUR poll shows that Brown is well-known and popular. His 54% favorability rating was the highest of all five candidates. Brown also is much better known than Warren or the other three Democrats, City Year co-founder Alan Casey, activist Bob Massey, and Newton Mayor Seti Warren. Only 5% of those surveyed said they had never heard of Scott Brown. 44% had never heard of Elizabeth Warren, and she had the best name recognition of the four Democrats. Boston University Dean and political science professor Virginia Sapiro says it's still early, but recognition is going to be tough for Elizabeth Warren or anyone running against Brown.
It's a good sign for him that people recognize him and they don't recognize her. So, you know, that's what it means more, is that people don't really know much yet. They're not paying attention much yet, and they're voting partisanship, or they've heard of Scott Brown, so they'll support him.
And that's what Massachusetts Republicans are counting on. The state Republican Party says this poll shows that Brown, who grabbed the national spotlight when he took the seat long held by the late Senator Ted Kennedy, is an even stronger candidate now than he was in 2010. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.
You can check out how the numbers and trends break down in the WBUR poll on our website, WBUR.org.